lazy river, or perhaps watching a vibrant sunset on a beach full of glistening plastic bottles.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabashaw, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Justice Department says that National Guard troops from Texas will depart today for Illinois, did not say where they'll go. That admission came during a hearing in Illinois' lawsuit that seeks to stop the Trump administration from deploying troops to Chicago. Governor J.B. Pritzker said,
Donald Trump is using our service members as political props and as pawns in his illegal effort to militarize our nation's cities.
Trump administration says it will appeal the order from a federal judge in Oregon blocking the deployment of National Guard troops to Portland. Day 6 of the government shutdown, the Senate will vote later on a bill that would reopen the government, but Democratic support not expected because the bill does not undo Medicaid cuts or restore health insurance subsidies. And tomorrow marks 2 years since the Hamas attack on Israel. Indirect talks in Egypt are underway, centered on the U.S. peace plan. This is ABC News. Two Americans and one Japanese scientist were awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for their work on how the immune system fights off germs without overreacting. American consumers may be noticing an increase in one type of food. Beef prices have never been higher.
It's a basic economic principle played out at the grocery store meat counter. Demand for beef is up.
From the supply side,
says livestock economist Andrew Griffith,
we have the smallest cattle inventory since 1951.
Helping to push the average price of a pound of ground beef to $6.32, nearly 14% higher than at this time last year. The expectation is that the national cattle herd will shrink further in 2026, pushing beef prices even higher. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
The NBA says it's not considering moving the All-Star game out of the new home of the LA Clippers in February. The league's investigating whether the Clippers circumvented the salary cap to pay superstar Kawhi Leonard. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Progressive knows road trips without your pet can be tough.
Hi, this is Next Stop Dog Boarding.
Hi, it's Scott again. How's Squeaks doing? You can tell if he's stressed by his eyebrows. Oh, and his breathing should sound like this.
Scott, Squeaks is exactly the same as last time you called.
Okay, let's talk in 20 to see if anything's changed.
With Progressive, your pet is covered up to $1,000 in vet bills in case of a car accident. So next time, you can take your pet with you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Coverage for dogs and cats is included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
At AdventHealth, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies heading into your Monday afternoon. Don't be shocked to see a few sprinkles on the windshield. Otherwise, a north breeze and mid-60s. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight, near 40 for the low. Sunshine, upper 60s Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 60 at our studios.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The first statewide Badger Battleground poll shows among Republican voters for governor next year, Congressman Tom Tiffany gets 30% support, while former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde stands at 14%. Others followed in the single digits, including the only other declared Republican candidate, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman. On the Democratic side, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who hasn't actually entered the race, was on top at 16%. Remaining Democrats were all in the single digits. October is Cybersecurity Month, and Wisconsin Consumer Protection wants you to make sure all your important files are backed up. And a bratwurst versus deep dish wager on the outcome of the Cubs-Brewers series between the Catholic Archbishops of Milwaukee and Chicago. Wisconsin Radio Network.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh, man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in, and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere-certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
It's good to know that your Touchstone Energy Cooperative is always there. For generations, we've powered the growth of our neighborhoods, our businesses, and everything in between. Today, our commitment is stronger than ever to provide affordable energy you can depend on and keep you connected to what matters most, now and for generations to come.
Celebrate National Co-op Month with Pierce Pepin Cooperative Services, your Touchstone Energy partner, your source for power and information.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durant. Thrivent Financial, downtown Durant, where money means more. Find out more at thrivent.com. Amplify Health by Gunderson Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Gunderson Whitehall. Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, downtown Durant. And Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. No one was injured when a semi caught fire on Highway 95 in the town of Glencoe Friday. According to the Buffalo County Sheriff's Department, the semi was traveling eastbound on Highway 95 near Juice Valley Road, lost control, and entered the eastbound ditch and caught fire. Both the tractor and trailer were fully engulfed, and Highway 95 was closed for several hours while crews conducted cleanup and removal of the semi and trailer. The Aging and Disability Resource Center of Buffalo and Pepin Counties will be holding a public hearing on an application for a 2026 Specialized Transportation Program for Counties grant to provide transportation services for seniors and individuals with disabilities in Buffalo and Pepin Counties on Tuesday. Now, the public hearings, again, will be Tuesday from 11 to 12 at Beth's Twin Bluffs Cafe in Nelson, and from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Pepin Public Library. Feedback on the grant application will be accepted until November 1st. Residents in the city of Eau Claire may notice an influx of law enforcement officers this week. Eau Claire is playing host to the Wisconsin Law Enforcement Canine Handler Association's 2025 conference. Now, canine handlers and their working dogs from around the state will be training at over a dozen sites throughout the Eau Claire area. October is Cybersecurity Month, and Wisconsin Consumer Protection wants you to check if all your important files are backed up. Administrator Michelle Reinen says you can use either a cloud system or buy a physical hard drive to store those files. your phone or device might already offer those cloud backups through onboard programs like Google Drive, OneDrive, or iCloud. Reinen says if you're using cloud storage, be sure to keep your account secure or else you could still lose the access to your files. Good options for physical backups are solid-state drives that you can plug into your device to simply copy files or use a thumb drive stored in a safe place. Be sure to keep that storage separate from your device when you're not using it to prevent viruses or malware from getting to it. You're listening to WRDN News.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Can I get my physical therapy at Amplify Health in Mondovi?
You sure can. Just ask. I'm Jennifer Plates, physical therapist here at Amplify Health in Mondovi. Physical therapy offers patients access to a range of rehabilitation services like treating back and neck pain, general orthopedic conditions, pre- and post-surgery rehab, balance and fall risk assessments, workman's comp, and school sport injuries. Talk to your healthcare provider to schedule your physical therapy appointment locally at Amplify Health by Gunderson in Mondovi.
One person is facing numerous drug charges after a drug bust in Durand on Thursday. According to Durand Police, officers with assistance from the West Central Narcotic Task Force executed a residential search warrant at 208 West Main Street, Apartment 2, and found 60 grams of cocaine, 31 grams of ecstasy, along with anabolic steroids, methamphetamine, and other drugs. 45-year-old George Paquette of Durand was arrested on multiple charges and is currently being held at the Pepin County Jail. Two people were injured in a two-vehicle accident on Highway 93 in the city of Arcadia on Sunday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, a car traveling westbound on Blanchenko Avenue collided with a truck pulling a gravity box that was traveling southbound on Highway 93. The driver of the car was extricated from the vehicle, then med-flighted to Gunderson Hospital in La Crosse, while a passenger in the truck was taken to an Eau Claire hospital. Eau Claire police have identified the suspect and the victim who died in a fiery crash Wednesday. The victim is 35-year-old Jack Ritchie of Eau Claire. The suspect, 27-year-old Anthony Ryers, is in jail, charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle and fleeing an officer. That all happened Wednesday morning at around 3 a.m. Police say Reyes was speeding with his headlights off, driving recklessly, and then hitting another car, which burst into flames. Ritchie was pronounced dead at the scene. Candidates for Congress in northern Wisconsin are staking out their positions. 7th District Representative Tom Tiffany is running for governor, and Jesse Eben is the first Republican in the race. Eben says she is, quote, a Trump Republican who wants to, quote, provide President Trump the reinforcement he needs to get the agenda done to make America great again, unquote. Democrat Fred Clark says he's been spurred to run by what he sees in Washington, namely, quote, a Congress that has just failed in their most basic responsibilities to serve as a co-equal branch of government, unquote. Clark served with Tiffany when both were in the state assembly and will face Chris Armstrong in a Democratic primary. Eben ran for Congress in the 3rd District in 2020, losing to Derek Van Orden in the Republican primary. She and her family have since moved into Tiffany's district. You're listening to WRDN News.
At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. I'm Carrie Scott. Let's work together to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Contact me or Tracy Fairweather, your local Thrivent agents, at 715-672-5458. That's 715-672-5458. Or visit our office in downtown Durand to schedule a complimentary consultation today.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Tires are an essential part of your vehicle. Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service check your tires and replace them if necessary. Adams Super Service features the Hunter Alignment System, the most advanced system to keep your vehicle going straight. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center in downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
The Field of Screams is opening Saturday. This year's theme is Hunted, and visitors can experience scares, screams, and new surprises from things that are nightmare fuel. The Haunted Attraction is supporting organizations here in western Wisconsin, including Feed My People, the Eau Claire County 4-H Older Youth Council, the Pleasant Hill Go-Getter 4-H Club, Warehouse Warriors, and more. This is the event's 14th year, and 150 scare actors are getting ready for opening day. Organizers say the haunted trail is not made for young children. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So my sandwich shop was opening in a week, and I needed signage.
A week is plenty of time to panic.
I went to Staples. They printed banners, posters, and flyers to promote my grand opening.
All in time for your grand closing.
Nope, I had it same day. I even got $125 off my order.
Holy onions. For all your business printing, Staples.
That was easy.
Now save up to $125 on custom print orders. In-store and online, same day if ordered by 12 p.m. Ends 11-1. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Vanity Fair calls BritBox a delicious streamer. Collider says everyone should be watching. Catch Britain's next best series with BritBox. Stream acclaimed new originals like Code of Silence.
You read lips, right?
And Linley, based on the best-selling mystery series.
Yeah, Linley. Take it from here.
And don't miss the new season of Karen Piri, coming this October.
You don't look lip, please.
I'll take that as a compliment.
See it differently when you stream the best of British TV with BritBox. Watch with a free trial today.
Van Gisbergen rallies on Roval. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. All the car parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay, things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Eight drivers in this field today have an opportunity to win a championship.
For eight remaining drivers, what matters is the moment. Steeled focus on detail. Driven by heart.
Let's get it done.
Steered by steady hands.
Metal.
And the resolve to make a run for the ages. The NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, brought to you by Coca-Cola at Las Vegas. Sunday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern on USA.
Shane Van Gisbergen captured the NASCAR Cup Series victory Sunday on the Charlotte Roval. The Trackhouse Racing driver engaged in an intense battle with Kyle Larson, swapping the lead five times in the final 56 circuits.
Yeah, I gave him a little bump entry to seven. I thought he was going to give me some space, and he didn't, and I couldn't back out of it. And then straight away, it was like a switch flipped, and he was angry, and he swiped at me, but probably fair enough. And then it was pretty aggressive from there on, but tried to stand my ground, and then he kind of pushed me off a couple of times, and I thought it was good, hard racing. And then once I got back to him, I think he kind of just gave me the spot.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Hey, get in.
What? Who are you?
I'm future you. Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
National League Divisional Playoffs continue tonight with a pair of games. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Brewers and Cubs are the late game. They start at 8:08 tonight at AmFam Field. Aaron Ashby facing Shota Imanaga in the pitching matchup. Dodgers and Phillies play the early game today. The Phillies need a win to even that series. Packers return to the practice field today. They were joined by wide receiver Christian Watson. Watson came off the PUP list, opening his 21-day window in which he can practice without counting against the team's 53-man roster. Watson went through individual drills and hopes to take part in team reps soon. There is Monday Night Football to close out Week 5 this evening. The Jacksonville Jaguars playing host to the Kansas City Chiefs. NBA, the Bucks play the first of their four exhibition games tonight. They're in Miami to take on the Heat. Wisconsin women's volleyball team sweeping Michigan yesterday for their 10th straight win, but they've lost sophomore setter Charlie Furbringer, who left with a shoulder injury. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Fall means hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durant has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. When you need bait or tackle, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, making hunting, fishing, and enjoying the great outdoors fun since 2006, downtown Durant.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Wisconsin's youth deer hunt is this weekend, October 11th and 12th. Youth hunters with or without hunter education certification are eligible to hunt this weekend under the supervision of a mentor. More details on how to participate when we return, but first.
Whether you're hunting private or public ground, Onyx Hunt gives you the edge. With detailed land ownership maps, you'll know exactly where you stand. Add in advanced weather, wind, and radar tools, and you've got the full picture to plan every hunt. Now, with Moultrie Mobile Trail Cam integration, you can even see photos from your cams right on the map for smarter scouting and better stand decisions. Download the Onyx Hunt app today and start your free 7-day trial.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages experienced hunters to introduce the rich tradition of deer hunting to the next generation during Wisconsin's annual Youth Deer Hunt. The 2025 Youth Deer Hunt runs this Saturday, October 11th through this Sunday, October 12th. The annual event offers hunters 15 years old and younger the chance to learn hunting techniques and develop a connection to nature at a time when deer are less pressured than during the traditional 9-day firearm season. Wisconsin residents and non-residents may participate in the youth hunt. Youth hunters with or without hunter education certification are eligible to participate while under the supervision of a mentor. For complete details on the annual youth deer hunt, including specific regulations on who can be a mentor, visit the DNR website. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Youth Deer Hunt. Get a kid out deer hunting this weekend, October 11th and 12th. This has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
More fiber and laxatives, eh?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Future me?
Constipation with belly pain still coming back? Our doctor figured it out. It's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. And Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies heading into your Monday afternoon. Don't be shocked to see a few sprinkles on the windshield. Otherwise, a north breeze and mid-60s. We'll see gradual clearing in the overnight, near 40 for the low. Sunshine, upper 60s Tuesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 60 at our studios.
It's been kind of a quieter grain trade on a Monday, but there's a lot of factors that are going to be weighing in, including playing off those headlines of last week. Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Brian Split joins us today with agmarket.net, and definitely quiet feel to the trade action. Do you think we just kind of overexerted last week as we played off those headlines going into the weekend?
Yeah, Susan, it sure seems like it. We had a pretty sizable move in soybeans late in the week. And, you know, if you look at a November soybean chart, we got very close to the low end of the range. There's been an uptrend on November soybeans that really goes all the way back to December of a year ago. Those were our yearly lows last year. And from that point, we had the lows in April, and then again, we tested them in August. So we got within, I don't know, 6 or 7 cents of that trend line. And then we had the post on social media from President Trump, insinuating that we would have something good for soybean farmers coming after speaking with President Xi Jinping of China in the next several weeks. So that got some algorithm buying. And it kind of just took us back to the middle of the overall trading range, Susan. If you look at the highs that were made in August and then the lows that we made here at the beginning of October, 10/28, the halfway point, we got to 28.5 and just kind of stalled out there. So I think the market kind of ran its course for the headline. Now we'll see if there's any harvest pressure. We're getting to the point where there's I'm taking a lot of phone calls from producers that are selling, you know, some soybeans out of the field, and they want to look at maybe some paper ownership with some call options further out in time, just in case there is a trade deal that's agreed to, or if La Nina starts to spin up some weather concerns for Brazil. So that seems to be kind of the common play. But as far as where are we right now in the soybean market, we're smack dab again in the middle of the overall range for the year.
What about from a corn perspective? You and I were, before we started today, talking about a little bit of a head and shoulder bottom going on.
Yeah, so there's a potential head and shoulder bottom. And I think that would run really counter to the current fundamental picture as far as what that bottom would measure to if it validated itself. But I'll speak relative to the March corn contract. We had had some lows that were back in mid-July, 424.5. That would basically be your left shoulder. We had a bounce from there up to 447. Then we came back down, made our contract low. That was down at 410. Then we ran right back up to 449. That 447 to 449 creates your neckline. And then we dipped from that 449 back down to 427. So that would be your potential right shoulder. So now in order to validate that pattern, we have to go up through the 450 level. Now, coincidentally, 450 is the midpoint of the whole move for the year from the February high to the contract low. So breaking above that would be a technical breakout that would effectively measure right back up to the February highs. And so, again, that runs counter to what the current fundamental picture looks like, because we just had a quarterly stock report where we found out, hey, there's a little over 200 million bushels more old crop here as of the beginning of the marketing year than what the USDA was projecting all the way up until the September WASDE report. So that gets added directly into the carry-in. And then it also gives you the idea that, hey, if that miss was because of a lack of feed demand, which makes sense, then that suggests that the feed demand that's on our new crop balance sheet is way too high. Could be 600 million bushels too high. It's probably at least 200 million bushels too high, and we'll see how that goes throughout the course of the year. But, the idea of the charts forming a bottom suggesting that we might go up to the February highs, really, in order for that to come to fruition, we have to see the yield come down rather aggressively in order to not only gobble up the additional carry-in, but the demand from the feed side of things that we feel just really isn't there, but it is on the balance sheet at this point.
So how much bearish talks will we see continuing into this market trade?
Well, and maybe that's why the market seems to be trying to form a little bit of a low. I don't know what else is out there to add to the bearish news flow. We had all of these acres that we added over the last couple of months, right? So you get your June acreage report from the USDA, and then August and September, we add, a little over 3 million acres. So now we're harvesting 90 million acres. So, you know, check that box as far as, all right, that bearish information has been dealt with. I think we've seen the high yield print, right? And we got that back in August. So now when the USDA goes from trend line yield, makes a big yield jump in August from trend, but then immediately in September lowers yield, I think that would suggest we're going to continue to see some revisions lower in yield whenever that data comes out, right? That's a whole other element of this is we don't have a government program to provide reports right now as if the shutdown persists. So, you know, when does that news hit the market? And I have a feeling the market's smart enough where if yield is significantly lower than where USDA told us it was in September, it'll be able to price it in. I don't think it needs the USDA to tell us that.
Do you have any feed concerns right now as we look at demand going on?
Yeah, I mean, again, the feed part of the balance sheet for new crop is what looks off. And generally, if the USDA is going to reduce production by way of lowering yield, as a matter of protocol, especially if there's large revisions lower in production, they will offset part of that, you know, to an extent with demand revisions. So the category that everybody's going to continue to look at is the feed demand for corn. And again, that all goes back to, you know, what was the implied feed demand from last year based on the quarterly stocks that we got. And if the miss was from feed, because we knew that the inspections for export ran very well. We exported a lot more than we thought we were going to at this time a year ago. But the amount of animals, especially when you look at cattle inventory, obviously cattle are doing what they're doing for a reason. And the USDA really didn't bring down the feed demand last year after we saw the quarterly stock report fast enough. And so, again, the implication is, all right, well, now the USDA's got a number that's about 600 million bushels higher than what it seems like our last year's feed demand was. So, you know, can we increase year over year? That's question number one. And, you know, question number two is if it's roughly static year over year, then there's a problem with that balance sheet that really needs to see yield come down significantly in order to gobble into that lost demand.
But hasn't there been kind of a pattern that you guys have been seeing as you look at this start of the fourth and final quarter of 25?
So on the cattle side of things, the pattern that we had, and this really started at the beginning of the year, we really started to see buying at the beginning of the quarter. Now, in the first quarter, we saw spurts of buying where it was like right at the beginning of the quarter, you'd see a wave of buying, and then you'd pull back a little bit. And through the whole quarter, we kind of set a shelf of support through that first quarter. Now, in the second quarter, which began in April, that was a major run higher that lasted 2 months. It was 2 months of buying right at the beginning of the second quarter. And then from there, we pulled back a little bit in the last month of the quarter, consolidated for that month. And then in the beginning of the third quarter, we saw another wave of buying that came in right at the beginning of the quarter. We made the low on July 2nd. And that was about a two-month move again, and then we kind of consolidated as we got to the end of the quarter. Now, here we are, October, the beginning of the quarter, and the technical setup is very similar in cattle. You've got the 50-day moving average was cradling right under the futures in December cattle at the beginning of the July rally. And so now the 50-day is cradling right under the lows that we have right at the beginning of October. And today we are starting to see some pretty aggressive buying come in on both the feeders and in the fat cattle. So we haven't made new contract highs yet. We haven't taken out any of the short-term downtrends from that last month of consolidation. But the way the chart looks is if we do, you know, we could be in store for another wave of buying that could last 2 months. That's the pattern of buying. And then maybe you see some consolidation into the end of the year. But I think the scope of the buying that we could see, you know, you forget how much we went up from July to the end of August. I mean, it was a very, very aggressive run. And, you know, to tack on another $50 to $60 if this thing got going again, I don't think would be out of the question. Now, again, demand, consumer demand, stock market, that's a whole other conversation that can always come into play. But I'm just talking what the pattern is and what we've seen from the funds every beginning of the quarter for the last three quarters.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Brian Split joining us today. He is with agmarket.net. And a quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. That's the Monday market wrap-up on the American Ag Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Local markets from Monday at Alcivia Durand. Cash corn 362, December 367, January 368, new crop 26, 401. Cash beans 918, December 926, January 931, new crop 26, 956. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash in November corn 371 and 3 quarters, December 376 and 3 quarters, January 394 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 382, November 367, December at 375. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, cash beans 932. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 367, new crop 26, 411, cash beans 923, new crop 26, 976. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 377, November 377, April 417, new crop 26, 416, cash in November beans 934, April 1017, and new crop 26, 1006. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 368, December 372, cash beans 935, and December 945. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 220 to 235, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 222, market cows 127 to 163, bulls 163 to 204, calves 360 to 1700, beef steers 231 to 600, Holstein steers 202 to 850. Sheep markets, light lambs 235 and down, market lambs 237 and down, ewes 90 and down, goat markets, does 140 and down, bucks 175 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. This afternoon, there will be no crop progress report out from the USDA, as government reports are one of the non-essential items that end during a government shutdown. But the impacts of this current federal shutdown could be much larger. I'll have the details when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres with our friends from Nutrien Ag Solutions, I spoke with crop consultant Tyler Morgan about how harvest is looking in Minnesota.
Just getting a start on, but I think by the weekend it'll be full steam ahead.
Can you give us an early yield report?
First initial reports we're hearing are sounding pretty good so far. Seeing some big differences in some of the early corn on fungicide application versus untreated. We had a lot of disease pressure up here this summer with southern rust, tar spot, kind of anything and everything, you name it, we can find it this year with the way the weather conditions were.
What do you encourage your farmers to think about this time of year?
kind of fall trials can we get on, or fall products do we need to be utilizing to help push that ROI for next year, as far as Titan XC on the fertilizer extract for residue breakdown. Be talking to your agronomist on if you haven't been using these products, to at least get a look at them and try them out. With these commodity prices the way they are, we got to find ways to push yield and ROI even more.
Thank you, Tyler. To learn more, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com. Partisan battles led to the shutdown of the federal government on October 1st. As of this recording, the shutdown has no clear end, and as funding runs out for government agencies, we'll see more services cut back. For agriculture specifically, USDA's plan for a funding lapse includes furloughing nearly half of its workforce, more than 42,000 employees across the country. At the county level, the Farm Service Agency will send home more than 6,000 workers. Without those staffers, routine work on commodity, conservation, and disaster payments will stop. But since no new financial obligations are allowed during the shutdowns, FSA won't be processing loans, payments under ECAP, SDRP, ARC, PLC, or CRP, or any other government program until funding is restored. Leadership at USDA has said they will not formally close FSA offices, but with most staff furloughed and services frozen, those county offices will be quiet. Other USDA services, including many conservation programs, research, extension, and statistical functions, are largely frozen. Essential operations tied to food safety, animal and plant health emergencies will continue, however, which means that efforts against the New World screwworm will continue without interruption. Meanwhile, discussions are swirling around the administration's expected announcement of new farmer aid tomorrow. Reports currently suggest a multi-billion dollar package may be funded through the Commodity Credit Corporation or tariff revenue in an effort to bypass Congress. But even if such an announcement comes, implementation will be choked by the shutdown itself. The personnel who process the payments are furloughed, and the legal authority to obligate new funds is constrained under the Anti-Deficiency Act. Under the shutdown plan, all NAS data releases are suspended until funding is restored. This includes the export sales reports, crop progress updates, and the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates reports, and others. I'll have more when we come back.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
In addition to the start of the government shutdown, October 1st also marked the expiration of the final extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. Programs without funding, like trade promotion and specialty crop grants, have ended, while crop insurance is set to continue. Now, this is the first time in more than 50 years that there is no active Farm Bill for American agriculture. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Maybe an evening shower, otherwise partly cloudy tonight, a low within a few degrees of 40. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s, and highs in the upper 60s with sun on Wednesday. Slight chance for showers on Thursday, highs staying in the 60s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 60 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I was getting kind of tired of her in the chatter. Nothing I could say. Like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. I paid the man at the door and pushed my way to the bar. Shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar.
Watching that I sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in this bar, cause he ain't gonna treat you right. Well, it's probably not my place, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Cause you look like you hadn't felt the fire, had a little fun, hadn't had a smile in a little while, baby. Blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match your eyes. I'm telling you, you don't need that guy. It's so and white, he's stealing your thunder. Baby, blue ain't your color. I'm not trying to be another just pick you up kind of guy, trying to drink you up, trying to take you home. But I don't understand how another man can take your son and turn it ice cold. Drink and it's making me think that I just might tell you if I were a painter, I wouldn't change you, I'd just paint you bright, baby. Cause blue looks good on the sky. Looks good on that neon buzzing on the wall, but darling, it don't match you right. Color, no, no, no. Mm. It ain't your color.
you know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Up again this morning, and when you know it, pouring rain. I went and burned a pot of coffee, and like us, I poured it down the drain. 'Cause I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my bad comeback song. I know I said I wouldn't miss you, but now I'm saying I'm a fool. You're on the feel-good side of leaving, and I'm the backside of a mule. And I didn't know I needed you so, and letting you go was wrong. And baby, I know you got your radio on, so this is my so sad comeback song. Now I'm laying down without you in this king-size empty bed. And I wish I had my arms around you, but I'll just dream of you instead. 'Cause I didn't know. Come back, hey, I didn't know I'd be.
exactly how I feel. Fiery passions come and go. I trade a million pretty words for one touch that is real. I don't need a bed of roses, 'cause roses wither away. Oh, I really need is all.
Presets. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I remember when I first met you, sipping coffee in a corner booth. You were twirling your hair and I just had to stare for a minute or two. I was laughing at your stack of books, then you shot me that smile. Hey, beautiful girl, in your own little world, let me in it. You got all of my attention, you ain't even trying. Yeah, you're my kind of different, and I've never seen nothing, nothing like you. Strings. You're a light in the dark and you're stirring my heart like a gypsy. I love the way that you kiss me in front of everybody. So baby, come and kiss me. They ain't never seen nothing, nothing like you. Shades on. On a wind.